Hello and welcome to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and we have Sunday evening baseball here at John Thurman Field, a battle between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Seattle Mariners. Five games so far in this series, and your Grizzlies, already a series win, winners of their last four games, 15 of their last 19, and the Grizzlies head into Sunday where they have been successful this season. The Grizzlies have won seven straight Sundays, and they look to take five out of six from the Nuts. Last night, the Grizzlies, a 5-4 win, another one-run win for Fresno. Connor Stain was fantastic, allowed two runs, both sacrifice flies over five strong innings of work. He struck out six. Braxton Hyde, Davis Palermo both picked up holds, and Felix Ramirez, his first save of the season. Skyler Messenger reached base three times. He has been unbelievable in the month of June. Cody Huff and Ryan Ritter had big RBIs as well. Parker Kelly had a double in the leadoff spot for the Grizzlies. So Fresno looks to continue on the right track tonight as they give the ball to the right-hander Jackson Cox. The 19-year-old is ranked as the number 12 overall prospect in the Rocky system, according to MLB.com. He gets the baseball tonight, a 1-0 record, a 9.86 ERA, and he'll be countered by Nuts right-hander Michael Morales. A 4-2 record, a 3.96 ERA. Morales got the ball on Tuesday, the only win Modesto has had in this series. So a great pitching matchup tonight between two youngsters. Michael Morales is 20 years old. Jackson Cox is 19. We have a great matchup this evening. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies left-hander Albert Pacheco, and we talked about his most recent start on Wednesday, which could earn him a California League Pitcher of the Week. We also talked to his upbringing and the two pitchers he grew up idolizing, and one of them is someone that you guys will definitely remember. Our pregame guest is Albert Pacheco, and we come back right after this. We'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Interview with Albert Pacheco and Carlos Torres in 3, 2, 1. Bringing Grizzlies lefty Albert Pacheco with Carlos Torres as a translator. Thanks for joining me on the pregame.
Yeah, of course, anytime.
First question I have for you, Pacheco. Talk about growing up in the Dominican Republic.
Está preguntando cómo tú creciste en la República Dominicana, cómo fue tu historia y cosas así.
No, yo crecí con mis abuelos, mi mamá trabajaba, mi papá igual, por mi abuela y mi abuelo estoy jugando pelota. La persona jugaba pelota de pequeño.
He says he grew up with both of his grandparents. His mom and his dad were always working, so his grandparents were actually the ones that introduced him to baseball and kind of showed him the way, and thanks to them, he's here today.
Did you get a chance to watch a lot of players growing up, and when did you decide that you wanted to be a pitcher?
Que si tú veías muchos jugadores en la República Dominicana y era tu favorito, y cómo fue eso?
Yo veía la Grande Liga normal y me gustaba Jordan Aventura. Como me gustaba en Dominicana, me gustaba el cerrador que pichó, el abridor que le pichó César Valdés. Siempre me gustó.
He's saying he grew up watching a lot of big league ball, and his favorite pitchers growing up were Jordan Aventura and César Valdés. So those were two guys he kind of he kind of wasn't inspired by.
Cesar Valdez actually played for the Grizzlies back in the day, and RIP to Yordano. But so when you finally signed at the age of 16 with the Rockies, how was that process for you? How excited were you for you and your family?
Él dice que César Valdés jugó aquí para los Grizzlies durante un tiempo y te pregunto a ti cómo fue ese proceso cuando te firmaron a los 16 años y cómo fueron las emociones que tú tuviste durante ese momento.
Cuando me firmaron yo me sentía feliz, me sentía contento y dije yo que voy atrás de un sueño y a trabajar.
He's saying he was super happy to finally have his dream come true, and he told himself he was gonna give it all he's got, and he was gonna make it. And here he is working towards his dream.
So now, last year you were at the ACL. How was that process for you coming over the United States and getting adjusted to American baseball?
Y te pregunta cómo fue ese proceso que tú estabas el año pasado en Arizona y ahora estás aquí. ¿Cómo fue ese proceso de mudarte de República Dominicana para acá?
En Dominicana nada más tuve que jugar un solo año. Tuve que dejar la efectividad bajita, hice lo mismo que hice el año pasado, dejé la efectividad en 3 y haciendo mi trabajo.
He's saying back in the Dominican Republic, he played for 1 year and he was focused on giving it all he's got, keeping his ERA low. And last year he did the same thing. So he plans on doing the same exact thing, same process, and keeping that ERA low just to keep climbing up the system.
Yeah, you've just joined the Grizzlies recently, a couple starts at home, and now the most recent start here in Modesto. You were fantastic. Can you talk about the adjustments you've made so far in your short span here?
Él dice que tú llevas aquí ya un poco tiempo, pero ya llevas 3 salidas y ahora esta última te fue fantástico. Que cómo, ¿qué ajustes hiciste para durante estas 3 salidas? Aunque es poco, pero se notó que metiste mano esa última salida.
Oh, solamente poner mi cabeza en lo que tenía que estar, la rutina que no estaba haciendo y que a veces me metía por el lado del brazo los primeros juegos y hoy vine, en ese juego vine montado y hacer lo que tenía que hacer.
He's saying his main focus was locking in, having the right mentality going in, implementing a routine that he wasn't doing before, so kind of having a good routine. And he said he was dropping his arm slot in the past couple of outings, but yesterday, two days ago, he focused on staying on top of the ball and getting it in the zone.
So let's talk about that start as well. You tied a career high. The last time you pitched 7 innings, you actually threw a complete game shutout. Do you remember that game against the DSO Brewers?
Él te pregunta que tú... que empataste tu salida más larga, esas 7 entradas, que la última vez que lo hiciste terminaste tirando el juego completo contra los Brewers en Dominicana. Que cómo te sentiste, cómo fue ese proceso para...
Fue bueno el proceso porque ese día llovió, tuve que parar, después seguimos el juego, tiré 7 innings blanco, me sentí bien, gracias a Dios.
He's saying it was kind of hard. There was a rain delay that one time, the first time he threw 7 innings. But he threw 7 innings, 7 scoreless innings. So he was ready to get back in the right mindset and get back into it.
Well, just what we saw the other day, we're excited for what the future holds for you. But the last question I have for you, July 4th at Chancy Park, we're going to have probably 10,000 plus people. How excited are you to play in front of that many people?
Él te va a decir que a ti te toca pichar el 4 de julio y allí van a haber más de 10,000 personas allí viéndote. ¿Y cómo tú te sientes que si estás ready para esa salida al frente de toda esa gente? ¿Cómo te sientes?
Sí, me siento bien, me siento feliz, me siento contento porque nunca esperaba eso, pero es lo mismo, todo igual, el mismo béisbol y a tirar para adelante.
He's really happy, he's really excited to get back in the mound against that many fans, and he says it's the same process though, same mentality, lock it in, and he's gonna get back to work like he always does.
Guys, thank you for joining me on the pregame. And we thank Albert Pacheco and Carlos Torres for joining us on the pregame show. We're happy to have Pacheco on the team, and as always, thank you to Torres on translating. Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. Your Grizzlies looking to take 5 out of 6 from Modesto, looking for their 8th straight Sunday win as we get set for first pitch. We'll have the national anthem. We also have starting lineups and first pitch right after this. The Grizzlies coming in with a record of 38-30. They are 2.5 games out of first place behind the San Jose Giants. But here in the second half, a 2-0 record. They have a half game lead on the Stockton Ports. And we'll talk a little bit later about Stockton and San Jose as the Ports won that game. And the on the other side, the Modesto Nuts, they are 34-34. They are 6.5 games out of first place behind the San Jose Giants and then the Fresno Grizzlies. And the Modesto Nuts are 0-2 here in the second half. So far as they take their field, they are in the teal uniforms this evening. We'll talk a little bit about them right after this. We'll have the national anthem coming up.
As we honor America with the performance of the national anthem. Performing today's national anthem is Esther Campbell.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
a very nice national anthem to get us ready for Sunday evening baseball here in Modesto, California at beautiful John Thurman Field. Your Fresno Grizzlies, a 38-30 overall record, 2-0 in the second half. Here's their starting lineup under first-year manager Steve Solis. The Grizzlies, the single affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Lean off and playing first base, number 15, Parker Kelly. Batting second, the left fielder, number 25, Daniel Amaral. Batting third will be the shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting fourth at third base, number 5, Skylar Messenger. Batting fifth will be the second baseman, number 2, Jamari Baylor. Batting sixth will be the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting seventh, the DH, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. And batting ninth, the catcher, number 33, Jesus Ordonez. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the right-hander, number 45, Jackson Cox. A 1-0 record, a 9.86 ERA. So once again, under manager Steve Solis, his first year at the helm, his Toyota lineup, Kelly, Amaral, Ritter, Messenger, Baylor, Bugarin, Huff, Andrews Jr., Ordonez, and Jackson Cox. On the bump. Modesto Nuts, they are 34-34, 0-2 in the second half this season. Modesto under first-year manager Zach Vinci, here's his starting lineup. Lean off and playing shortstop, number 27, Michael Arroyo. Batting second, the right fielder, number 4, Gabriel Gonzalez. Batting third, the left fielder, number 8, Colin Davis. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 48, Freddy Batista. Batting fifth, the second baseman, number 19, Josh Hood. Batting sixth, the third baseman, number 5, Milcar Perez. Batting seventh, the first baseman, number 35, Justin Levy. Batting eighth, the DH, number 28, Miguel Perez. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 23, Curtis Washington Jr. And Michael Morales on the bump for Modesto. He'll work from the full windup, and here's the first pitch. And it is in there for a strike, and the count at 0-1, and we are underway at 6:04 p.m., 1 minute early. Here comes the 0-1 from Morales to Parker Kelly, and that is fouled off and counted 0-2. Michael Morales, a 4-2 record, a 3.96 ERA. His second start this season, or this series against Fresno, fourth start this season against the Grizzlies. As here comes the 0-2 to Parker Kelly. And Kelly, swing and a miss. Looked like a breaking ball there. And Kelly out on strikes. Good start for Morales. He strikes out Kelly. And here comes Daniel Amaral. 81 degrees outside. Clear skies. 11-mile-per-hour winds out to left field. A picture-perfect evening here at John Thurman Field for Sunday evening baseball. Here comes the pitch to Daniel Amaral. And he fouls it, and the count at 0-1. Our home plate umpire this evening is Evan Anderson. Over on the bases is Spencer Kim. As the count is 0-1 here to Daniel Amaral, just joining Fresno this week in Modesto. Here comes the 0-1. It's inside, and Amaral gets out of the way. The count at 1-1. This evening, the Modesto Nuts, they are wearing their teal Modesto Mariners jerseys. Black caps, black bills with the M, the Modesto M on that black cap. As that is inside, but it's called a strike. And the count at 1-2. They're nice Sunday teals. While the Grizzlies back in their winning reds, gray pants, red jerseys. They have the black cap with the red bill. As here comes the 1-2, and Amaral fouls it off. On top of that black cap is the California Bear flag. So the Grizzlies back in their winning reds. One ball, two strike, one out. Here in the top of the first, no score between Fresno and Modesto. Here comes the pitch, and Amaral again fouls it off and will do it again at one ball and two strikes. Nice at bat so far from Amaral. As the Grizzlies bench coach and third base coach Cesar Galvez picks up that baseball. The first base coach is Grizzlies manager Steve Solis. Here's the 1-2, and it swung on and missed. Went to the breaking ball, and Morales, two batters and two strikeouts as Amaral's down on strikes. And here comes the shortstop, Ryan Ritter. Ryan Ritter all over the California League hitting leaderboard. Sits among the top 10 in 7 different categories. As here comes the first pitch from Michael Morales. And it's a breaking ball in there for a strike, and the count at 0-1. Ritter leads the league in total bases at 124, tied for first with 14 homers. He has 50 RBI. As that is line foul down the left field line, and the count now at 0-2. So second in extra base hits with 30, second in RBI with 50. Second in slugging percentage at .554. Second in OPS at .930. Tied for ninth in hits with 63. The 0-2 is a pitch outside and a good stop from Batista. And the count now at 1-2. As Morales looking for a 1-2-3 top of the first. Just underway here in Modesto, California. Here comes the 1-2. And that is swung on and missed, and Morales strikes out the side to open his Sunday night. We head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the first inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Nuts as Jackson Cox gets the ball for Fresno, a 1-0 record, a 9.86 ERA. Jackson Cox is 19 years old, the 12th overall prospect in the Rockies system, as he will take on shortstop Michael Arroyo to lead things off for Modesto. The Modesto Nuts, the single-A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, while the Grizzlies, of course, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Here comes the first pitch from the right-hander Jackson Cox. It's in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. No balls, one strike, as here comes the next pitch from Jackson Cox, who works from the full windup. Here's the 0-1, and a breaking ball lifted to right field. Andrews Jr. on the run, and he won't get there. Extra bases up against the wall, and Arroyo has a leadoff double. That off-speed pitch caught too much of the plate, and just like that, a leadoff double, as here comes Gabriel Gonzalez. So Michael Arroyo leads things off, and he is the... And just like that, he is on, as here's Gabriel Gonzalez, who's had a good series as well. Michael Arroyo, by the way, is batting 341 before that hit. But now Gabriel Gonzalez, who's right up there in batting average as well. As here comes the first pitch from Jackson Cox, and it's swung on and missed, the count at 0-1. Gonzalez batting 351, 5 homers, 42 RBI. As here comes the 0-1 from Jackson Cox. And it swung on a miss. Good breaking ball there from Cox. The count at 0-2. 79 miles per hour on that pitch. Down and away. So now quickly 0-2. Runner at second. No outs here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the 0-2. And that is outside. And the count at 1-2. And right back to that breaking ball as Cox looking for the punch out. 88 on the gun. The changeup. One ball, two strikes. By the way, that was Arroyo's 7th double of the season. So one ball, two strikes. There goes Arroyo. They throw to third, and they got him. What a throw from Ordonez to nab Arroyo at third and one out. 2-5 on the caught stealing, one out now. Jesus Ordonez has 3 caught stealings over his last 2 games. Do not run on him. As that is outside, the count now full to Gonzalez. 3 balls and 2 strikes. And for Jesus Ordonez, here comes the 3-2, and it's fouled off by Gonzalez. For Ordonez, that is his 10th caught batter in 24 attempts. Those are very good numbers. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out now here. Here comes the pitch from Jackson Cox, and it is inside ball 4. And Gonzalez works the walk. After falling behind 0-2, he comes back and wins the battle against Jackson Cox. And here comes Colin Davis, tons of power, coming to the plate. So runner at first now with one out, and Colin Davis strides to the plate. Colin Davis, 7 homers including a grand slam against these Grizzlies. As that pitch runs outside, the count at 1 ball and no strikes here in the bottom of the first. As Jackson Cox looks back the runner, here comes the 1-0, and he'll check on Gonzalez, and Gonzalez is there safely. Runner at first with one out here in the bottom of the first, just underway here at John Thurman Field. Glad you could join us for Sunday evening baseball. Here comes the 1-0, and it's swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. Good pitch again down in the zone from Jackson Cox. 95 miles per hour, effortless from the right-hander. Here comes the 1-1. And here's the pitch, and it's down in the zone. The count now at 2-1. We are the last game to take off here in single A. Last game in the California League as well. Visalia Inland Empire, the only game still going on in the California League. As here comes the 2-1. And that is inside. And it's now 3-1. As Evan Anderson, the home plate umpire, talking with the Grizzlies dugout. The count now at 3-1. Here comes the 3-1 from Jackson Cox. And it's popped up high in the air. This should be into the crowd, and it is. And the count now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes as a young girl gets that foul ball, and she just gives it away just like that. And the count now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the person she was trying to give the ball to said, no, no, you take it. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch. Instead of check on Gonzalez, he's back safely standing up. The count remains at 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. There goes Gonzalez. Ball 4. So Gonzalez gets to second. Davis a walk as well. So first and second with one out. And here's Freudy Batista. And Gonzalez, who was going on the play, slid into second and just stayed there posing. So now here's Batista with one out. Runners at first and second. And Jackson Cox running into some issues here early with 2 walks and a double. Luckily, that double was a caught stealing later on. So this could have been dangerous. It could have been bases loaded possibly with nobody down. Instead, first and second with one out. So here's Batista catching for the 4th time in this series. As here comes the pitch from Jackson Cox. He looks back Gonzalez at second. Here's the pitch. And it's swung on and missed. And Batista takes a big hack. 94 from Jackson Cox. The count at 0-1. The right-hander comes set around the belt. Here comes the 0-1 from Jackson Cox. And it is in there for a strike, and the count at 0-2. Good pitch there from Cox on the inner part of the plate at 96, revving it up there. It's now ahead of Batista, 0-2. Batista batting .316 with 6 homers. Here comes the 0-2, and it's outside in the dirt. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's actually 1 ball, 2 strikes. As Jackson Cox looks in once again, pitch clock down to 7-6-5. Here comes the pitch from Cox. And it is low, and they're going to back pick, and he's back safely at first base, Colin Davis. As Ordonez looking for the back pick. Runners at first and second, one out. 2-2 count to Freudy Batista here in the bottom of the first. As Jackson Cox working tough here, 20th pitch this inning. Here comes the 2-2, and it's lined to right field, and that is foul. Just missed extra bases. Gonzalez was on his horse. He would have scored easily. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the 2-2 as Jackson Cox will come set around the belt once again. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Good pitch from Jackson Cox. Down goes Batista. That looked like the breaking ball on the outside part of the plate for the second out. So first out of the, or first strikeout for Jackson Cox, second out of the inning. And now here's Josh Hood with runners at first and second. Here comes the pitch. And it's a line drive to left field. It's falling quickly. The dive! And it is caught! What a play from Daniel Amaral in left field to end the inning. Amaral, the saving, diving play in left. And that ends the bottom of the first. We head to the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the top of the second inning. It is 0-0 between the Grizzlies and the Nuts as Skylar Messenger will lead things off against Michael Morales. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn, drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancey Gold has live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. As time called right here by Messenger. And again, we'd like to thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. Here comes the pitch from Michael Morales. It's outside. The count at 1-0 to Skylar Messenger, the cleanup hitter. As here comes the 1-0 from Michael Morales, and Messenger takes it outside. The count at 2-0, back-to-back breaking balls from Morales to Messenger. The count at 2-0. Morales again coming from the full windup, and that is a good breaking ball in there. And the count at 2-1. So Kelly, Amaral, Ritter, Messenger, Baylor, Bugarin, Huff, Andrews Jr., Ordonez against Morales. Here comes the 2-1, and that's a check swing. Did he go? He did not. The count at 3-1. Another breaking ball from Morales. While Modesto, they have Arroyo, Gonzalez, Davis, Batista, Hood, Perez, Levy, Perez, Washington Jr. So Milcar and Miguel both in the lineup against Jackson Cox. We gave you the lineups a little bit earlier as that pitch is outside. Ball four. As Messenger draws the walk. And the first base runner on for Fresno. As here comes Jamari Baylor. So Jamari Baylor did not play last night, got an off night. Back in lineup this evening. Here comes the pitch from Morales. And it's a fly ball out to right field. This should be playable. Still heading back there just a tad bit is the right fielder Gonzalez. He's there for the put out, and Baylor is retired. Goes F9, and Messenger back to first base as here comes Jesus Bugarin. Jesus Bugarin's had himself a series, 7 RBIs. He had 6 just the other night as the Grizzlies won 16-4. Had an RBI last night in the 5-4 win, and infield single. Yes, here's a pitch to Bugarin, and he swings and misses, and the count at 0-1. Good fastball there from Morales at 94 miles per hour. No balls, 1 strike, 1 out here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch, and that is a fly ball, and it goes foul. And the count now at no balls and 2 strikes. Jesus Bugarin, 4 homers, 35 RBI, batting .264. These Grizzlies, though, a very good team. If they can start stringing together some hits, get on board here early. Big hole on the right side as the first baseman in Levy holding on Messenger. Here's the 0-2, and Bugarin swing and a miss, and he is retired. A pitch down in the zone. That is the fourth strikeout already for Morales. And with two away, here comes Cody Huff. So runner at first, two outs. And now Cody Huff here in the top of the second inning. The Grizzlies at 38-30, 2-0 here in the second half. Here comes the pitch. And Huff, first pitch swing, and he pops it up. It is drifting towards the first base dugout, and it's caught by Batista. And that will end the inning. Batista hanging on as he lost his balance. And that ends the frame. We head to the bottom of the second. No score. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. No score between the Grizzlies and the Nuts here in the bottom of the second inning. Milcar Perez will lead things off against Jackson Cox. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As the first pitch is a ball outside, the count at 1-0 from Jackson Cox to Milcar Perez here in the bottom of the second inning. We'd like to thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that pitch runs outside, the count at 2-0. Evan Anderson, the home plate umpire. Spencer Kim on the bases. As that pitch is lifted foul and out of play, the count at 2-1. Modesto at 34-34, 0-2 here in the second half. The single hit fielder of the Seattle Mariners. Of course, the Grizzlies with the Rockies. As that pitch is lifted high in the air, this is going to be playable for a tad bit, and now it goes foul. The count now at 2-2. The Grizzlies, they're in their red uniforms. The Nuts are in their teal Modesto Mariners jerseys this evening. I really like these jerseys that Modesto has on. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Jackson Cox. And it's a ground ball to Jamari Baylor, who gobbles it up over to first in time. And just like that, Milcar Perez retired 4-3. As here comes the first baseman in Justin Levy. Jackson Cox 1-0, a 9.86 ERA. Cox is appearing in his seventh start. As here comes the pitch to Justin Levy. And a breaking ball outside, the count at 1-0. So Cox making his eighth appearance, seventh start. As we said, 1-0 and 9.86 ERA. That pitch is outside. The count at 2-0. Jackson Cox is 6'2", 200 pounds. The right-hander is from Tootle Lake High School in Washington. As that pitch goes foul, the count at 2-1. Born in Portland, Oregon, he's 19 years old. Born on September 25th, 2003. It's right near the end of the season after playoffs. As here comes the 2-1, and that is swung on and missed. Good pitch there from Jackson Cox on the inside part of the plate. They count it 2-2. Jackson Cox was drafted in the second round, pick number 50 overall in 2022 by the Rockies. Here comes the 2-2, and that is called strike three. Good pitch there from Jackson Cox. Levy caught looking. And now two away, as here comes Miguel Perez. Jackson Cox, in his first professional season, he is ranked as the Rockies' number 12 overall prospect on MLB.com. He is the only high school player the Rockies selected in 2022. The rest were college pitchers and players. As here comes the pitch, and it's a strike. The count at 0-1. So just proves how good of a player Jackson Cox is and how good he will be. As here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander. And it is outside. The count at 1-1. A slow, deliberate delivery, but the fastball gets in there easily. 94-97. As here comes the 1-1, and there's a good pitch on the inner portion of the plate. The count at 1-2, 96 with movement on it. Vertical break, 23 inches of vertical break. Let's see what he has in store here for Perez with two outs here in the bottom of the second. Cox winds and deals. Here's the pitch. And a little broken bat, and it gets down over the shortstop Ryan Ritter's head. Levy's looking for two. Here's the throw. It is late, and he is safe. Jamari Baylor applied the tag, and the collision at second base. Baylor did a look like a flip over the runner in Perez. So Perez has a double, and that ball was just hit out to shallow left center field, and Bouguereau, the center fielder, took his time, and Perez taking advantage of it. Second hit of the game now, two outs, and here's Curtis Washington Jr. 65 miles per hour off the bat. It was a broken bat as well. So Perez gets on base. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander, Jackson Cox, and it's outside. The count at 1-0. Jackson Cox was committed to the University of Oregon. Instead, took his talents to the Rockies, where he signed for an above slot of $1.85 million. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a strike, and the count at 1-1. Right down the middle. Jackson Cox, his last time out on June 18th versus Inland Empire, picked up a no decision, but since joining the Grizzlies, they are 7-0 in his appearances. As that's a ground ball, base hit to left field. Here comes the runner in Perez. The throw from Amaral is cut off to second, and they didn't get him there. Curtis Washington Jr. is in there, and it's 1-0 Modesto. So Curtis Washington, that ball was hit to left field. Amaral came up throwing. It was cut off by Messenger. He threw the ball to second on a bounce, and Baylor made the tag, but Washington Jr. got in there, and it's 1-0 Modesto. So Perez scores after a hustle double. That's the third hit, by the way, now for Modesto in the first run of the game. As Michael Arroyo will strike to the plate now, runner at second with two outs. Here's the pitch, and a foul ball at the plate, and the count at 0-1. But Curtis Washington was a single and then advanced to second on the throw. So an RBI single for Curtis Washington. And it's 1-0 Modesto here in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, and the count at 1-1. As Jackson Cox got two quick outs here, now into a little bit of trouble. As here comes the 1-1, and a breaking ball outside. The count at 2 balls and a strike as Modesto leads first. They score first. And right now, Fresno having a little bit of trouble with Michael Morales on the other side. So one run could be enough for the time being. Here comes the pitch from Jackson Cox, and that's a fly ball out to right center field. This one's going a long way. It'll hit off the wall. Extra bases now for Arroyo, who's looking for three. Here's the throw. He is there with a slide. An RBI triple for Michael Arroyo. He's got two legs of the cycle. So Arroyo now a double and now a triple. Second run allowed by Jackson Cox. That will score Washington Jr. easily. And this is all with two outs. So now runner at third with two outs. And here's Gabriel Gonzalez, who walked his first time up. As Jackson Cox running to some trouble. A double, a single, and now a triple. And now Gonzalez, who has tons of power. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball outside. The count at 1-0. As Jackson Cox trying to get out of this inning without any more damage. 2-0 Modesto. As that's a ground ball, it's going to be a tough play for Ritter, who makes it nicely, and that ends the inning. But 2-run score for Modesto. We head to the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the top of the third inning, 2-0. The Nuts lead the Grizzlies. As Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off against Michael Morales. As here comes the pitch, and he fouls it off. The count at 0-1, the former Fresno State Bulldog. And E.J. Andrews Jr., the count at 0-1. As here comes the 0-1, and that will hit E.J. Andrews Jr. That ran inside, so a hit by pitch right here, and Andrews Jr. is on. That is the second hit by pitch that Andrews Jr. has had in this series. As here comes Jesus Ordonez, so runner at first, no one down. As here comes the first pitch to Jesus Ordonez. And Morales throws a pitch high in the count at 1-0. Here in the top of the third inning from Michael Morales, who is 6'2", 205 pounds. Here comes the 1-0 from Morales to Ordonez. And a check on Andrews Jr. is back safely with a head first dive. Close play at first. But back safely is Andrews Jr. Count is 1-0. As here comes the pitch to Ordonez for Morales. Again, a long pause, and that is foul ball, heads up, right to the left of us. So it's 1-1, and that went right next to our pitch clock. Man. So 1-1, that was a liner from Ordonez. If it would have gone into the booth here, that would have caused some damage. And now the pitch is inside, the throw to second, and he is out! And here come the Grizzlies to argue. Steve Solis not happy with the call as E.J. Andrews is thrown out at second base. That pitch was inside. It's 2-1 for the count. And Andrews Jr. is out. He looks safe. So it goes, I believe, 2-6 on the caught stealing. So now one out. As here comes the 2-1 to Ordonez. And a ground ball, broken bat. It should go 5-3, and Ordonez is retired. So two outs now, and here's Parker Kelly, 0-1. He struck out. But back to Michael Morales, 6'2", 205 pounds, 20 years old. Born on August 13th, 2002 in Enola, Pennsylvania. A third-round draft pick by the Mariners in 2021, pick number 83. Overall, as that is a called strike, the count at 0-1. Went to East Pennsboro High School in Enola, Pennsylvania. This year making his 13th start. He's 4-2. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-2. 4-2, a 3.96 ERA. 61 1/3 innings. 61 strikeouts for him, a 1.37 whip. No balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Michael Morales, another clean inning. He isn't allowed to hit through three. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park, presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Bottom of the third inning, 2-0. Modesto leads Fresno. As Colin Davis will lead things off against Jackson Cox here in the bottom of the third. The series finale, Sunday evening baseball. As here comes the first pitch from Jackson Cox in a ground ball. And it's in the left field, a base hit. Past the third baseman Messenger. And Colin Davis, the leadoff single. He's now reached base twice. That is the fifth hit already for Modesto. And here comes Freudy Batista. As the Grizzlies trying to win their fifth straight road game. They've won four in a row. The Grizzlies all time against Modesto have won 32 of their 60 matchups. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Good breaking ball from Jackson Cox. The count at 0-1. Batista struck out in his first at-bat. A very aggressive catcher, great hitter. As here comes the 0-1. From the right-hander, breaking ball in the dirt. The count at 1-1. The Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Rockies. And the Seattle Mariners, the single-A affiliate of the Mariners. Battling each other. The conclusion of this six-game series. The second series this year here at John Thurman Field. We'll have one more here at John Thurman Field. But Modesto will visit Fresno twice. The next time coming up in less than a month. As here comes the 1-1, and that is a high pop-up. Who is it going to be? It's going to be the shortstop Ritter taking control, and he makes the catch. One out now as here comes the second baseman in Josh Hood with a runner at first and one out. Josh Hood was robbed of extra bases by the left fielder Daniel Amaral in his first at-bat. The Grizzlies continuing their 12-game road trip on Wednesday. As here comes the pitch from Jackson Cox. And it is low in the count at 1-0. And the Grizzlies, so finishing up this six-game series tonight, they will have two off days before playing the Stockton Ports at Banner Island Ballpark for six games. That will run from Wednesday to Monday. As here's the pitch, and it is fouled off in the count at 1-1. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. On Monday, the Ports will celebrate their July 4th spectacular. But then the Grizzlies will be back home for the 4th of July at Chauncey Park. As here comes the 1-1 to Josh Hood. And that is a called strike. The count at 1-2. And our Independence Day 4th of July fireworks extravaganza is presented by Chauncey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. That will be July 4th against the San Jose Giants for a six-game series, the first of six. Here's the 1-2, and that is a high pop-up. Once again, who is it going to be? It's the second baseman, Baylor, making the play as he calls everybody off. Two outs now, and here comes Milcar Perez. So Perez now 0-for-1, and he strides to the plate. So the Grizzlies on the road for six and then back home for six before the All-Star break. But make sure you come watch your Fresno Grizzlies playing good baseball right now. You can grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also give us a call at 559-320-4487. Or come on down to our Chauncey Park box office to purchase your tickets. Tickets are going fast for a July 4th game, so make sure you grab them now. Here comes the first pitch, and there goes Colin Davis. Ground ball back to Cox. It goes off his glove. The throw to first, and it is not in time. Jackson Cox couldn't make the play, and the infield single, I believe, for Perez. So the runner and Davis was going on the play. He gets the second. And then the ball back to Jackson Cox. And right now they're checking on Colin Davis, who I think hurt himself at second. But Jackson Cox, the ball hit his glove. It bounced away from the mound. Jackson Cox, by the time he retrieved it and made a throw to first, Milcar Perez had beat it out. So that is... now with two outs, runners at first and second for Justin Levy, and they are checking on Colin Davis, and I hope he's okay. He slid head first, and I don't know if he hurt his hand, if he hurt his head, or what exactly. I was busy watching Jackson Cox try to make the play. And Colin Davis may be face planted right now. That would be scary, and they are going to, I think, take him out. Another, he's going to get some water. Okay, that makes it feel a little bit better. That never feels good. And I wonder if Colin Davis, maybe something happened to the tooth, maybe some blood a little bit, trying to get something. Colin Davis plays very hard for Modesto. 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. Two outs, runners at first and second. We still check on Colin Davis. And I think he's going to stay in this game. That is exactly what he's doing. He's kind of like a mouthwash situation with the water right there. Swishing it around, getting maybe some blood, some dirt out. Hopefully all of his teeth are still there. As here comes Justin Levy. So now, runners at first and second with two outs, and Jackson Cox again in trouble here in the third inning. As here comes the first pitch from the right-hander, and a breaking ball in the dirt, the count at 1-0. Here at John Thurman Field to wrap up this six-game series against Modesto. Here comes the 1-0. And that's a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. The count at 2-0. Good pitch there from Cox down the zone. He does not get the swing, though. The breaking balls looked really good this evening. As here comes the 2-0. And it is a called strike and the count at 2-1. Good pitch from Jackson Cox. 94 miles per hour. So two balls, one strike, two outs. Runners at first and second. 2-0. Modesto leads Fresno here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. That was grooved in there at 93. So now 2-2. As Jackson Cox trying to get out of the frame without any damage. Davis the single, and then Milcar Perez the infield single. As here comes the 2-2. And that is fouled off by Levy. We'll do it again with the same count. So Jackson Cox trying to work out of this little bit of a jam. 19 years old, a second-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022. This could be one of the future stars at Coors Field. As here comes the 2-2, and a breaking ball outside, the count full, 3-2. The runners will take off on the pitch. As Jesus Ordonez is calling out some signs, making sure everyone knows, hey, that they're going right here. Parker Kelly, the first baseman, playing back in his normal positioning. The right fielder, Andrews Jr., is in a tad bit. As here comes the 3-2, and that is outside. Ball four. I don't know where that missed. That was a great pitch from Jackson Cox, and the bases are loaded. So Davis to third, Perez to second. Levy draws the walk. That is the third walk issued by Jackson Cox. As here comes Miguel Perez. Perez a double and a run in his first at-bat. As now action going to start happening down in the Fresno bullpen. And Jackson Cox, that pitch, I don't know where that missed. We saw a lot of walks just the other night when Evan Anderson was behind the plate. There were 22 walks to be exact. We already have four, and we're in the third inning already. And that 3-2, I don't know where it missed. As Carson Skipper is the guy that looks like he'll start loosening in the pen. And that most recent pitch right there from Jackson Cox was technically in the zone. Maybe a little bit down, maybe a little bit outside. But either way, Jackson Cox will have to battle here now. Bases loaded. Two outs against Miguel Perez. 2-0 Nuts lead the Grizzlies. Here in the bottom of the third, here's the pitch. And a breaking ball swung on and missed. 79 miles per hour. That was gorgeous. The count at 0-1. Jackson Cox working from the full windup. Here comes the 0-1. And that is outside. And the count now at 1-1. Miguel Perez batting 202. He's got three homers this year. A 735 OPS. Here's the pitch, and that is outside, and the count at 2-1. So action now in Fresno's pen. As Jackson Cox trying to get through the third inning. As here comes the 2-1. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And a good fastball that hits the outside part of the plate. And the count now at 2-2. 94 from Jackson Cox right there. Build a house out there. Live there. Here comes the 2-2. And a breaking ball. Did he go? He did! And that ends the inning. The base umpire, Spencer Kim, said he went around. Perez is not happy. And that ends the frame. Jackson Cox picks up his third strikeout as we head to the top of the fourth. 2-0. The Grizzlies trail the Nuts. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the fourth inning, 2-0. Modesto leads Fresno as Daniel Amaral will lead things off. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovencepapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies, here in the top of the fourth. As Amaral will step up to the plate against Michael Morales, who has been outstanding so far, 5 strikeouts through 3 hitless and scoreless innings. Here comes the pitch from Morales, and Amaral takes the strike. The count at 0-1. Amaral struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Here comes the 0-1 to Amaral. And it's outside, and the count at 1-1. From Michael Morales, who's 20 years old, and his last start was on Tuesday here against the Grizzlies. He got the win after 6 innings of work as that pitch is inside. The count at 2-1. He went 6 innings against Fresno, allowed 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned. He had 1 walk and he struck out 3 as that is inside. The count at 3-1. It was his 4th start against the Grizzlies this year. He has 2 no decisions and 1 win, as here comes the 3-1 to Amaral. And that is high, ball 4, leadoff walk. So Amaral starts things off for Fresno. That is the 3rd straight inning that the Grizzlies have had their leadoff man reach. They've not done anything with it, but here comes Ryan Ritter, 0-1 with a strikeout, but Ritter, tons of power. Michael Morales, though, this is his 2nd season with Modesto. Last year, went 5-7 over 26 starts. And a check on Amaral, he's back safely. Making his 13th start already this year. Last year, 5-7, a 5.91 ERA. 26 starts, 120 1/3 innings. Here comes the pitch, and a breaking ball high, and the count at 1-0 here to Ryan Ritter. Morales, though, so back for another year to continue to hone in on his pitches. Again, only 20 years old, but this is one of the top prospects in the Mariners system. As here comes the 1-0 and a breaking ball, and it's high, and the count at 2-0. As Ritter now in control with the runner at first and Amaral, the Grizzlies trail 2-0. We'll see if Ritter gets a pitch he likes right here. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Michael Morales, and it is swung on and missed. He went right after that pitch. 94. The count now at 2-1. Ryan Ritter, a fourth-round draft pick in 2022. So Ritter out of the University of Kentucky. Here comes the 2-1. There goes Amaral for second. The throw is high, and it is safe. Amaral gets in with a stolen base. So runner at second, nobody down. The count is 3-1 as that pitch was high. The throw is right on the money from Batista. The pitch was high. The throw from Batista, though, was right on the money, and Amaral got in there safely. That's his second stolen base with Fresno. As here comes the 3-1 of Ritter, and Ritter check swing. He did not go. Ball four. Ritter will head down to first base. So now runners at first and second, nobody down for Skylar Messenger, who walked in his first plate appearance. So the Grizzlies still looking for their first hit, but they have had three walks and a hit by pitch so far. And right now the Grizzlies being very selective at the plate against Michael Morales. Here comes the first pitch, and Messenger inside. The count at 1-0 looked like a breaking ball that got away from Morales. As the Grizzlies trying to find something here against a very good right-hander. Again, only 20 years old, Michael Morales. 6'2", 205 pounds. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a breaking ball in there, and the count at 1-1. Morales is nicknamed Moose by everyone here in Modesto. Makes sense, the Mariner Moose in the Mariner system. Continues to battle, a very strong pitcher. As here comes the 1-1. And that is a fly ball out to left field. Colin Davis doesn't see it. He's still racing back, still going, and he makes the catch at the wall. Heading to third is Amaral. He slides in there safely. Both runners advance, so Skylar Messenger, a productive first out. A fly ball. Davis kept roaming back. That ball was caught around the warning track. And so the runner at third is Amaral now. He tags up from second. Ritter does the same from first. So second and third with one out. And here's Jamari Baylor. 0-for-1 with a fly out. But the Grizzlies an opportunity right here to tie this game up. Here's the pitch to Baylor, and Baylor, ground ball up the middle. That will score one. Ritter rounds third. Here comes the second. The throw to the plate, not in time. And Jamari Baylor, a 2-RBI single. We are tied at 2. Baylor does exactly what the Grizzlies were looking for. The first hit of the game, right back up the box. Ritter scores. Amaral scores. And that out by Messenger looks very productive at this point. First hit of the game, two-run score, and the Grizzlies now with a runner at first and one out will bring Jesus Bouguerin to the dish, who has 7 RBI over his past couple of games. Here comes the pitch, and Bouguerin fouls it off in the count at 0-1. And sometimes, you know, this is Grizzlies baseball right here. If you have followed along with the team all year, this is a team that has played from behind a bunch this season. This is a team that doesn't have a lot of power, but they do hit in bunches. Here's the pitch, and Bouguerin, a fly ball to left field. Colin Davis going back. He's looking up, and that ball is gone. Jesus Bouguerin, his fifth homer of the season, and it's 4-2 Fresno. The broadcaster jinx. I said the Grizzlies don't have a lot of power, and then Bouguerin powers one to left. And just like that, the Grizzlies have the lead. Bouguerin, RBI 8 and 9 over his last three games. As here comes a mound visit. So Baylor scores. Bouguerin, the home run. A two-run shot to left field. So runs 3 and 4 on the second hit. One out still, and Cody Huff now to the plate, and all of a sudden the Grizzlies, just in one inning, have taken a 4-2 lead. Jesus Bouguerin has had himself a series. and especially over the past couple of games. So Bugarin, with that fifth homer, that is his fourth against a right-hander, third on the road, his fourth two-run homer. And with one out, that is his third one-out homer as well. Bugarin now, in this series, 9 RBI. Here comes the pitch, and it is outside to Cody Huff, the count at 1-0. So just like that, Fresno out in front here in the fourth, 4-2. This team, one ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch, and that is inside, but it's called a strike, and the count at 1-1. Huff not happy with the call. He will take his time right here. One ball, one strike, one out here in the top of the fourth. The Grizzlies, a four-run fourth inning. As the Grizzlies trying to add on to their lead here, only one out. Here comes the pitch to Huff. And that's a ground ball between short and third. This will be the shortstop, but a high throw! And he is not going to be on the bag in time. Levy jumped up to stop the errant throw. It's an error. So Huff will reach, it goes E6. So Arroyo, the high throw, the first baseman Levy coming off the bag to grab the ball, and he could not put his foot back down, so Huff reaches. And here's E.J. Andrews Jr. now, who was hit by a pitch back in the third. Here's the pitch, and that is outside, the count at 1-0. As the Grizzlies lead 4-2. Fresno, their four runs in the fourth inning, tied for the most runs scored in the fourth inning this season. As here comes the 1-0, and that is a strike. The count now at 1-1. The Grizzlies, two other times this year, they've scored four runs in the fourth inning. They had a four-run fifth last night, ended up being the difference maker. Here comes the 1-1 from Morales. And Andrews Jr. takes it inside in the count at 2-1. And Andrews Jr. wanting to swing on that one, held up. So two balls, one strike. Cody Huff, the runner at first. One out still here in the fourth. Fresno, a four-run inning so far. Here comes the 2-1, and that is a good breaking ball from Morales on the inside part of the plate. And the count now at 2-2. As E.J. Andrews Jr., two balls, two strikes. What pitch will he get here? Here's the pitch, and it's outside. It goes to the backstop. Past the glove of Batista. Huff up to second. The count now full. I believe that's a wild pitch by Morales. So the count now full. Three balls, two strikes. Runner at second, one out. Andrews Jr. now an RBI opportunity. He also has eight homers this year. Wouldn't this be nice if he could lace one out to left field? Here comes the 3-2. And it is swung on and missed. Andrews Jr. chasing after a pitch that wasn't even close. The second out of the inning. That is the sixth strikeout for Michael Morales. Two outs now, and here's Jesus Ordonez. And Andrews Jr., I think, was sitting fastball, and he got a breaking ball that was not even close. The way he chased after it, I don't think he knew what was coming. So now Ordonez, and here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Morales, two really good pitches, that fastball and that slider, and I think Andrews Jr. was sitting fastball right there. And now Ordonez trying to score Huff from second. Here comes the 0-1. And Ordonez up the middle. This is going to be the second baseman, though, in Josh Hood. The throw to first, and it's low, and Cody Huff is going to score. Two errors all of a sudden. It's 5-2 Grizzlies. It is E4 on the throw from Josh Hood. Second hit of the inning as Huff scores the fifth run of the inning. So now a runner at first with two outs, and Parker Kelly, the ninth batter of the frame. 5-2 Fresno now. Here's the pitch, and Kelly takes a called strike. The count at 0-1. Fresno only two hits this inning. A single that scored two, and a home run that scored two. There's also been two errors, and five runs have scored. Here's the 0-1, and Kelly swinging a miss. The count at 0-2, and Kelly has not seen anything good this evening from Morales. Morales continues to throw him breaking ball after breaking ball. The count now at 0-2. Here comes the 0-2. From Morales. Long pause, the pitch, and it is low. The count at 1-2. Good spot there from Morales looking for the punch out. Kelly 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. So Fresno being out hit. But winning by three. Here comes the 1-2 to Kelly. And Kelly, fly ball, and it goes foul towards the right side. Could have been extra bases if it stayed fair. Parker Kelly has a couple doubles in this series. The third time he's led off for Fresno this season. And all in this series. As Steve Solis has been changing up his lineup. Here comes the 1-2. And that is a foul ball. And Kelly, I wonder if he broke his bat. No, he'll just stay with his lumber. So count out 1-2. That was a tough pitch right there from Morales. In on the hands of Parker Kelly. So one ball. Two strikes, here's the pitch, and Kelly loses his bat, and that ends the inning. He strikes out for the third time, but the Grizzlies score five runs in the frame. A two RBI single from Jamari Baylor, a two-run homer from Jesus Bugarin, and an error scores Cody Huff. We head to the bottom of the fourth, 5-2. The Grizzlies lead the Nuts. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Bottom of the fourth inning, 5-2, Fresno leads Modesto as Carson Skipper will take over on the bump for Fresno as Jackson Cox's night is done after three innings of work. Jackson Cox was in and out of trouble in all three of his innings. But the final line looks good as the pitch is bunted foul by Curtis Washington Jr. And he is behind in the count here. So Jackson Cox, three innings, six hits, two runs, both were earned, three walks and three strikeouts. As here comes the 1-1 from Carson Skipper, a ground ball to the second baseman, Baylor quickly over to first in time, and Curtis Washington Jr. is retired, 4-3, as here comes Michael Arroyo, 2-for-2, a triple, a double, and an RBI. as he has now just two more legs of the cycle this evening with one out against Carson Skipper. Here's the pitch from Skipper, and that is fouled off, and the count at 0-1. Carson Skipper is the bridgeway to probably Gabriel Barbosa. Skipper is appearing in his 20th game, all out of the bullpen. An 0-2 record, a 4.18 ERA. Skipper has six holds this year. As here comes the 1-1, and that is fouled off, and the count at 1-2. The left-hander this year has been fantastic, Carson Skipper. This inning, Skipper, or this year, Skipper has 34 strikeouts and three walks over 23 2/3 innings of work. So left-hander trying to work through a very tough part of the Modesto lineup. Here's his 2-2, and it swung on and missed. Arroyo down to a knee, and Skipper picks up the strikeout. Second out of the inning, first strikeout for Skipper, and here's Gabriel Gonzalez 0-1 with a walk. So Skipper continues to add to his strikeout total this year. Make that 35 now. So now here's Gonzalez. The first pitch from Skipper is swung on and missed. In the dirt, the count at 0-1. And Carson Skipper, this is his third time we've seen him in this series. Here's the 0-1 and a breaking ball, and it's fouled off in the count at 0-2. Skipper is 6'2", 211 pounds. 23 years old, from Birmingham, Alabama, went to Auburn, an 11th round draft pick in 2022 by the Rockies. Here's the 0-2, and it's back to Skipper off his glove. This is going to be a tough play at first. It's not in time. Skipper was more self-preservation right there. That ball went off his glove, went towards the third baseman messenger. Skipper off the mound went to pick it up, and he couldn't get there. So Gonzalez, I believe that's a single. That was going to be a tough play right there. And two of the seven hits now for Modesto have been on those type of plays. Here's Colin Davis, 1-for-1, a walk and a single. Here's the pitch, and a foul ball. The count at 0-1 to Colin Davis, who had an adventure in his last at-bat, including getting checked on by the medical staff at second after he ate some dirt sliding to second as that pitch is fouled off, and the count at 0-2. And these hacks that they're taking to Carson Skipper, they just don't look like they're taking comfortable swings. It shows how hard Carson Skipper is pitching, an over-the-top angle from the left-handed side. He has four pitches with tons of movement. Not overpowering in terms of speed, but the stuff, the amount of movement, the RPMs. As here comes the 0-2 from Carson Skipper. And that is fouled off, and that one a little bit lower than his normal slot. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, 5-2, the Grizzlies lead the Nuts. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off, and again, just a slow roller foul. Besides the line drive that was hit by Gonzalez back at Skipper, nothing else this inning has really been hit hard. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, stay tuned for scores around the California League. Here's the 0-2, and that is swung on and missed, and Carson Skipper has a clean fourth inning. We head to the fifth. The Grizzlies lead 5-2. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime, ends 5/2/23.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Top of the fifth inning, 5-2. The Grizzlies lead the Nuts as Daniel Amarola will lead things off. He's 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored back in the fourth. Started all the damage for the Grizzlies, who scored 5 runs in that fourth inning. Their most runs in the fourth this year. As the first pitch is inside from Michael Morales, the count at 1-0. Amarola, Ritter, Messenger here in the fifth. Here comes the pitch. And Amarola takes a strike. The count at 1-1. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts have new amenities at a great low price, and they are waiting for you. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Couple pitches outside. Amarola, the count now at 3-1. We'd like to thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. As here comes the 3-1 to Amarola. And it's a ground ball, hard hit to the shortstop Arroyo. Arroyo's throw is over to first in time. And Amarola almost beat that out. A tough play right there. And it goes 6-3 for the first out as here comes Ryan Ritter. 0-for-1, a walk and a run like Amarola. Here in the top of the fifth. As the Grizzlies trying to win their fifth straight game with tie. They are right now tied for the longest win streak on the road with 4 games. Trying to get to 5 wins in a row on the road. They've already won the series here in Modesto. And they're also trying to win their 8th straight Sunday game. Here's the 1-0. And that's a called strike and the count at 1-1. To Ryan Ritter. Batting .280, 14 homers, a .928 OPS. Here's the 1-1, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-2. Ritter is such a good hitter that when I was going through his stats this morning, in this series, he only has 1 extra base hit. Now, of course, he's done a lot of other things this series, a lot of walks, a lot of RBI, a lot of runs, but only 1 extra base hit. And here's the 1-2, and that's a line drive caught by Arroyo. What a play. 2 outs now, and here's Skylar Messenger, 0-for-1 with a walk. But Ritter, only 1 extra base hit. But either way, he's batting over .300 in this series. But now 0-for-2, and here's Skylar Messenger now with 2 outs here in the 5th inning. From Michael Morales. Here's the pitch. And that's a breaking ball in there, and the count at 0-1. Good pitch right there from Morales. Here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander Michael Morales against Skylar Messenger. And Messenger takes it in the dirt, and the count at 1-1. Looked like a changeup there from Morales. So 1-1. Here comes the pitch from Morales. And that's a ground ball, and it's foul down the left field line. And the count now at 1-2. As I believe that was Zach Agnos, the Grizzlies closer, who's protecting the bullpen over there, made the play. The count is at 1-2. 2 outs here in the top of the fifth. Here's the pitch. And Messenger, ground ball, and Arroyo, who's been busy, trying to make the off-balance throw, and he does! What a play from Arroyo. He got all three plays that inning. And a 1-2-3 frame from Morales. We had the bomb the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Life app, and MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. 5-2, Fresno leads Modesto as Gabriel Barbosa will take over on the bump. The piggyback to Jackson Cox, the right-hander, now will take over for Carson Skipper, who worked a clean fourth inning. He struck out a pair in that fourth, and now to Gabriel Barbosa, who comes in on the bump. Barbosa, a 4-3 record. A 6.26 ERA. The right-hander is making his 12th appearance. He's only made four starts, so eight out of the bullpen. As the right-hander from Brazil takes over. And Freddy Bautista will lead things off, who's 0-2. So Gabriel Barbosa against Freddy Bautista. And Barbosa ready to go. Before that inning really ended, Barbosa was running out of the bullpen. So the count is 1-0, apparently. And that's a line drive to left field, a base hit. A single right there for Bautista. First pitch from Barbosa. So that's the eighth hit for Modesto. And here's Josh Hood, who's 0-2. By the way, they gave a pitch clock violation on Barbosa. So the count is at 1-0 to Bautista. So now here's Josh Hood, and the first pitch is outside. The count at 1-0. From Barbosa, who's making his second appearance against Modesto, his second out of the pen as well. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off, and the count now at 1-1. Barbosa, no record, no ERA, worked three scoreless innings, picking up his save, his only save this year, and a 13-8 win. And since he's made the move to the pen, the Grizzlies have not lost. Here's the 1-1. It swung on and missed. That breaking ball, disgusting. And the count at 1-2. That was a great breaking ball from Barbosa, who's considered to have the best control in the Rockies system, according to Baseball America. Here comes the 1-2. And it's a check swing. He did go around, and Hood not happy. First strikeout for Barbosa. And with one out, here's Milcar Perez, 1-2 with a single. Barbosa in his career, 164 2/3 innings pitched, only 28 walks coming to tonight's contest. He will come set. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Barbosa in his fifth professional season, he is 21 years old. Signed as an international undrafted free agent by the Rockies in 2018. His second season with the Grizzlies, he joined them for their playoff run last year. That's a called strike. The count at 0-2. Barbosa's from Bastos, Brazil, the second player in Grizzlies history to be born in Brazil. Murilo Gouveia in 2015. Barbosa's 6 feet, 183 pounds. As that is swung on and missed. Two strikeouts now for Barbosa as Perez down on strikes. And with two away, here comes Justin Levy. Barbosa, that off-speed pitch, just disgusting right there. So far, Barbosa, since making the move to the bullpen, 7 games, a 4-0 record, 1 save, and a 3.20 ERA. Here comes the pitch from Barbosa, breaking ball inside, the count at 1-0. The one thing I like about Barbosa is how efficient he is. When you throw strikes, you're able to trust your defense and get some swings that we've seen so far. Here comes the 1-0 from Barbosa, and back to the breaking ball. The count at 1-1. That is disgusting. 79 miles per hour. Down in the zone by Barbosa. Here comes the 1-1 from the right-hander Barbosa. And again, back to the off-speed outside. The count at 2-1. Barbosa, a 2.38 ERA. In night games, his fourth appearance, and the sun was going down as here comes the 2-1, and a check on the runner, and Batista, who's back safely, and it's tough. There are some shadows right now that are in between the, right now covering the whole first base side, but now about halfway on the infield, as here comes the 2-1, it swung on and missed, and the count at 2-2, another good pitch down in the zone by Barbosa, and he looks for another strikeout. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the bottom of the fifth. 5-2, Fresno leads Modesto. Here comes the pitch from Barbosa, and that is a weak ground ball to the shortstop Ritter, who will underhand toss it over to Baylor for the out. That was close, though, at second. But Gabriel Barbosa, leadoff single, does no damage to him. The Grizzlies still lead by 3. We head to the top of the 6th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. We're in the top of the 6th inning, 5-2. Fresno leads Modesto as Michael Morales still back on the bump. As Steve Solis talking to the umpire in Evan Anderson, I wonder what they're discussing right now. Looks a little bit unwavering as Steve Solis trying to get a point across to somebody. I wonder what that was about. As here comes Jamari Baylor to the plate. Baylor, 1-for-2, a 2-RBI single back in the 4th inning. He also came around to score on the Jesus Bugarin homer. Here comes the pitch, and Baylor, first pitch swinging. That goes in a shallow right field. It's going to be a tough play, and it's caught by the second baseman Hood for the out. So Hood makes the play, and Baylor is retired, and here comes Jesus Bugarin, 1-for-2, a 2-run homer in the 4th inning. It's Chansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Line drive to center field, and it's caught by the center fielder in Curtis Washington Jr., and Bugarin is retired. What a play. So 2 outs now, and here's Cody Huff. Again, Chansey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the top of the 6th inning, we thank Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. here in the top of the sixth. As the Grizzlies lead 5-2. Here comes the 1-0 to Cody Huff from Michael Morales, and that is fouled off, and the count at 1-1. Morales got two outs on two pitches. So Cody Huff was for sure taking that first pitch. Now fouls off the fourth one of this inning. Here comes the 1-1 from Morales. And that is a base hit to left field. Cody Huff has reached base twice, his first hit of the game. So Cody Huff now, the third Fresno hit, as here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. That is the first hit for Fresno that doesn't score a run. And now E.J. Andrews Jr., who's 0-for-1 with a hit by pitch, he will stride to the plate. Andrews Jr. has had a good series as well. A home run and a double this series. Here comes the pitch from Michael Morales. And it's a check swing outside. The count at 1-0. Stay tuned. We'll give you scores around the California League next half inning. Here comes the 1-0 from Morales. And that is fouled off, and the count is at 1-1. Here at John Thurman Field, the series finale, Sunday evening baseball. The Grizzlies, a couple off days before back in action on Wednesday. As here comes the 1-1 from Morales to Andrews Jr. And that is in the dirt. Good stop from Batista. The count now at 2-1. The runner at first is Cody Huff. Two outs here in the sixth. The Grizzlies lead 5-2 against Modesto. The Grizzlies 15-4 over their last 19 games. Here's the pitch to Andrews Jr., and he waves and misses, and the count at 2-2. The Grizzlies trying to win their fifth straight road game. It'd be their longest this season. Fresno's longest win streak overall is 6 games. And actually was earlier in June. 2-2. Here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr. And a breaking ball swung on and missed. Michael Morales has 8 strikeouts over 6 innings of work. We head to the bottom of the sixth. The Grizzlies still lead 5-2. You're listening to them on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5 2023.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park, presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. 5-2 Fresno leads Modesto as Gabriel Barbosa will take on Miguel Perez here in the inning. As here comes the first pitch from Barbosa, and that is low. The count at 1-0. Miguel Perez, 1-for-2, a double and a run. Back in the second inning. As here comes the 1-0, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. So Perez had that double that he got to second base after barely getting over the shortstop Ritter's head. As the count is now at 1-2, apparently Perez went on that one. Good curveball from Barbosa. The count at 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 from Barbosa to Perez. Barbosa ready to go. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. Winds and deals, and that's a breaking ball, and it lifts and goes foul. And we'll do it again at 1-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. We promised you scores around the California League. Let's give them to you. We'll head over to Inland Empire, where they lead the Visalia Rawhide 8-0 in the bottom of the eighth. Inland Empire scored 5 runs in the top of the first inning. They scored another 2 in the second. So out to a 7-0 lead, and they have not looked back. As that is called strike 3 on the inside part of the plate. Barbosa strikes out Perez. That is now 3 strikeouts for Barbosa. And here comes Curtis Washington Jr., who is 1-for-2, an RBI single and a run back in the second inning. So Inland Empire leads 8-0. As tonight they gave the ball to Guanare. And that swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Guanare, 4 innings of work. 1 hit. No runs, 2 walks, 2 Ks. And then to Hurtado. That's a cold strike to Washington Jr. The count at 0-2. Then Hurtado went 4 scoreless innings. He struck out 6. So the duo has been outstanding against Visalia. For Inland Empire, offensively, a home run from Macias, his first since joining the 66ers. And a home run as well for Williams, his first. Breaking ball in the dirt, swung on and missed. The throw down from Ordonez to Kelly in time. Barbosa has 4 strikeouts of the 5 batters he has gone out so far. And with 2 away, here's Michael Arroyo, who is 2-for-3. So 4 strikeouts now for Barbosa. And now here's Arroyo, a double and a triple so far. The triple had an RBI tag to it. The count is 1-0 to Arroyo. So 8-0 Inland Empire leads Visalia. Let's head over to the second game now of the South Division, where Rancho Cucamonga beat Lake Elsinore 7-1. So Rancho Cucamonga 3-0 here to start the second half. Here's the 1-1. It called strike. The count at 1-2. The winning pitcher was David Martin. He's 2-0. The loss to Miguel Mendez, he's 0-2. Rancho Cucamonga scoring 2 runs in the second, 3 runs in the fourth, 2 more in the eighth. Here's the 1-2 outside, and the count is now at 2-2. Rancho Cucamonga received a double from Dayton Dooney, his 10th of the year. Dooney 1-for-3 at the bottom of the lineup. He also walked. Here comes the 2-2, and that is a check swing. He did go around, and Gabriel Barbosa strikes out the side. 5 of his 6 outs have been strikeouts as Arroyo slams his bat down. We head to the 7th inning. The Grizzlies lead 5-2. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park, presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Top of the seventh inning, 5-2 Fresno leads Modesto. Here in the top of the seventh as Brian Perez takes over for Michael Morales as Jesus Ordonez sees a ball. The count at 1-0. Michael Morales, 6 innings, 3 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 3 walks, 8 Ks. He allowed 1 homer. As that pitch is low, the count at 2-0. Morales was outstanding, especially early on where he struck out 4 batters in the first 2 innings. Ran into trouble in the fourth, though, where he allowed 5 runs. A 2-run homer from Jesus Bugarin. A 2-RBI single from Jamari Baylor. As that's a ground ball to the shortstop, Arroyo. The throw to first in time, and it goes 6-3. So one out now, and here's Parker Kelly. So Morales, though, ends his night right now in line for the loss. But now they give the ball to Brian Perez. And Brian Perez, the 6 feet, 170-pound left-hander, will face Parker Kelly, who's 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. Here's the pitch, and Kelly swinging a miss. The count at 0-1. As Brian Perez takes over. Here comes the 0-1 to Parker Kelly. And it's inside. And the count now at 1-1 here in the top of the seventh. We're still giving you scores around the California League. Let's go back to it. Rancho Cucamonga, they beat Lake Elsinore 7-1. So Rancho Cucamonga, the best record now in the California League at 42-27. Ground ball back to Perez. They throw to first and it's offline. And Kelly will reach. Brian Perez, the throwing error, and Kelly will reach base. E1, that is the third error for Modesto in this game. And with the runner at first and one out, here's Daniel Amaral. 0-for-2 with a walk and a run. So Inland Empire, they're winning against Visalia. Rancho Cucamonga beats Lake Elsinore. And now let's head over to the game at Banner Island Ballpark where the Grizzlies will be next week as Amaral looks to bunt. It goes foul. The count at 0-1. And the Ports, 6-5, they win. Stockton, 3 runs in the third inning. They were trailing 4-0 initially, but come back and win 6-5. The winning pitcher was Tur. He is 2-0. The loss to Vinicio, he's 2-5. The save to Pedro Santos, his fourth. Here comes the 0-1 to Amaral. And that is inside, and the count at 1-1. For Stockton, they had a home run from Brennan Malone, his ninth. Tommy Stevenson hit his fifth. Colby Thomas a triple and Henry Bolte a double. That's a very tough team in Stockton that the Grizzlies will see next week. Here's the 1-1 Amaral. Fly ball to right field and it goes fair. Apparently a fair ball. This is in the corner and it goes out of play. It's a ground rule double. So Amaral, a ground rule double. That ball stayed fair from my vantage point. I did not see that ball land. It looked like it was going foul, but apparently that ball bounced into the Modesto bullpen. So a ground rule double. Parker Kelly to third now, second to third with one out. And here's Ryan Ritter with the infield in. As the Grizzlies look to extend their lead, here's the pitch. And a good pitch in there from Perez. The count at 0-1. But anyway, back to Stockton real quick. The Grizzlies will be there next week. Stockton wins 6-5. They are 2-1 here in the second half. As the 0-1 is outside, did he go around? No. The count at 1-1. So 1-1. By the way, for San Jose, home run for Gavello is ninth of the year. So the Ports beat the Giants to wrap up our Cal League scoring. As that pitch is low, the count at 2-1. As the Grizzlies If they win tonight, they are 3-0 in the second half. If they lose, they'll be tied with Stockton heading to that series next week. One ball, one strike, one out. Runners at second and third for Fresno. Here's the pitch to Ritter. And Ritter swing and a miss. The count now at 1-2. As Ritter missed it right there. And actually, I believe it's two balls and two strikes. I believe it's 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, one out. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball to right field. This should be deep enough to score the runner, Kelly. Here comes a throw. It's actually offline just a tad bit. And it scores Parker Kelly. Amaral heads to third, so a sack fly for Ryan Ritter. It's 6-2 Fresno here in the seventh. So sack fly to right field, an RBI 51 now for Ryan Ritter. Amaral to third. Kelly scores after reaching on an error. And now here's Skyler Messenger 0 for 2 with a walk. Here's the pitch, and that is... apparently it's a ball. The count at 1-0. Fresno has four hits tonight. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a strike. And the count now at 1-1. One error for in this inning as well. And I already scored a run. Here comes the 1-1 from Perez, and that's a fly ball, and it goes foul. The count now at 1-2. Runner at third with two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies lead 6-2. Here comes the 1-2 to Messenger, and it is outside. It's 2-2, and again, the crowd not happy with the call at all. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here in the top of the seventh inning, 6-2, Fresno leads Modesto. Runner at third for Skyler Messenger. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off, and we'll do it again with the same count. Messenger over 18 games in the month of June, batting .361. With a 975 OPS. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. And it is fouled off again and went off the body, I believe, of Batista. And we'll do it again with the same count from Brian Perez, who is 22 years old from Valencia, Venezuela. Signed as an international free agent in 2016. Pitched all last year with Modesto. Very tough left-hander. Here comes the 2-2, and Messenger, ground ball. This is to the shortstop. Here's the throw to first in time, and that will end the inning. For the Grizzlies, score a run on a sack fly from Ryan Ritter. We head to the stretch here at John Thurman Field. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning, 6-2. Fresno leads Modesto as Gabriel Barbosa will take on Gabriel Gonzalez. And the first pitch is a line drive to left field and caught by Amaral. Amaral came in about 4 or 5 steps. Pitter-patter of his feet and he makes the catch. Gonzalez is retired for the first out as here's Colin Davis. 1-for-2, a single and a walk. As the Grizzlies trying to win this game tonight, winning 6-2 right now. The Grizzlies looking for their 8th straight Sunday win. That is dating back to April 28th. Here's the pitch and a ground ball. This is softly hit. The third baseman Messenger coming across the diamond makes the play. 5-3 and Davis is retired. 2 outs now. And here's Freddy Bautista. Messenger working his body across the diamond when in front of the shortstop Ritter and Messenger makes the play. Skyler Messenger has really developed into a nice player here in this first half. As the pitch is a strike to Batiste, the count at 0-1. Now we're in the second half, but from what we saw Messenger in the first couple of weeks of the season to where he is now, night and day, this player is scary good. A check swing, and he did go around, and the count at 0-2. Messenger has really found himself at the plate, as you saw and heard about the June numbers, and now defensively as well. Here's the 0-2, a line drive, base hit to left field. Amaral come throwing right here as Bautista has a 2-out single. Bautista is the only batter in the Modesto lineup to have a hit against Barbosa. He's the only batter to reach against the righty. And here's Josh Hood, who's 0-for-3. Barbosa's looked good so far here in the seventh inning. 2 2/3, he has struck out 5. Here comes the pitch from Barbosa, and it is low. The count at 1 ball and no strikes here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies lead the Nuts 6-2. Here comes the 1-0, and it is outside. The count at 2 balls and no strikes. And we only have one more time. We'll visit John Thurman Field here this year. And that'll be during the regular season. As here comes the 2-0 from Barbosa. And that is low, and it's 3-0. And so I want to give a big thank you to the Modesto Nuts front office, their game day staff, and all their employees for treating me very well here. And I appreciate the hospitality. As here comes the 3-0, and that's a strike. And the count at 3-1. Nice little ballpark here at John Thurman Field. And it's been perfect weather this whole series. As a check over on Bautista from Barbosa, the count remains at 3-1 here to Josh Hood. Beautiful ballpark here. So here comes the 3-1 from Barbosa. And it's a line drive and it off the glove of Messenger. And that will be a hit. Messenger went high in the air and he couldn't make the catch. So Hood will reach with a single. Up to second goes Bautista. That is the 10th hit for Modesto. And now here's Milcar Perez, who's 1-for-3. By the way, Modesto now at 10 hits. Fresno only has 4 hits so far. But again, back here at John Thurman Field, we are very happy to be here. I'm so fortunate for the hospitality here. John Thurman Field, right field, 319 feet. In center field, it is 400. As here's Milcar Perez, first pitch to him, a breaking ball, called a strike, the count at 0-1. Down the left field line is 312, and very fortunate for our counterpart in the other room, and Corey, who's been filling in for TQ this final couple games, as that is swung on and missed, the count at 0-2. Corey, the corporate Director of Corporate Partnerships here for the Modesto Nuts, and a lot of outfield wall signage, so we know that he is doing his job well. His count is at 0-2. Here comes the pitch from Barbosa, and it's outside. The count at 1-2. Big shout-out to TQ, their broadcaster, Tim Quidadamo, and Tim enjoying a couple days off. We're so grateful to be able to work with Modesto a lot this year, as the 1-2 is a stolen base right there. That's called strike three, actually. That ends the inning. I forgot what the count was. It was actually called strike three to Mokal Perez, and that will end the inning. Also, a big shout-out as well for the GM and Veronica Hernandez for the Modesto Nuts. We will head to the top of the eighth inning, 6-2 Fresno. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuckchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5 2023.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park, presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We are in the top of the eighth inning. It is 6-2 Fresno over Modesto, as Stefan Wraith will take over on the bump for the Nuts, as the first pitch is outside of Jamari Baylor. The count at 1-0. Baylor 1-for-3, a 2-RBI single, and a run back in the fourth. It takes on Stefan Wraith, the hard-throwing right-hander. Here comes the 1-0, and that is inside. It almost hits Baylor. They count it 2-0. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the eighth inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. The count is 2-2 to Jamari Baylor against Stefan Wraith, who has a 5.14 ERA this season. Here comes the 2-2 from the right-hander. And a breaking ball lifted to right field. This should be playable for Gonzalez. And Gonzalez is there for the out. So Baylor retired. And here comes Jesus Bugarin. Bugarin 1-for-3. He had a 2-run homer and a run back in the fourth inning. Right now, that is the difference maker in this one. 6-2, Fresno leads Modesto. That 5-run fourth right now for the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. The count at 1-0. As the Grizzlies trying to wrap up this series with their 5th straight win, maybe their 8th straight Sunday win. Here's the 1-0, and it's fouled off by Bugarin, and the count at 1-1. Bugarin's home run, by the way, for Fresno, ended a streak for the Grizzlies of 3 straight games without a homer. Boo Green, 9 RBIs this series. Here comes the 1-1, and he fouls that one straight to the backstop. And the count now at 1-2 for Boo Green. A .265 average, 5 homers, a .650 OPS. So 1-2. Here comes the pitch to Boo Green. And that is swung on and missed. Good pitch there from Wraith down the zone. And Boo Green is out. Strikeout for Wraith. That's the 9th by Modesto pitching. 2 outs now, and here's Cody Huff. Huff is 1-2. He scored a run back in the 4th inning. And Cody Huff was their strikeout batter a little bit earlier. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it's a strike. The count at 0-1. Make sure you stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect next week as the Grizzlies travel to Banner Island Ballpark to take on the Red Hot Ports. Here comes the 0-1, and a check swing. It's outside. The count at 1-1. The Grizzlies looking for their 5th straight win, their 16th win over their past 20 games. They've already won the series and looking to continue their winning ways. Here's the 1-1, and that is down low. The count at 2-1. The Grizzlies 2-0 already here in the second half, 38-30 overall. So 2-1. Wraith will come set. Here comes the 2-1, and that is a fly ball. That's going to center field. Washington Jr. still racing, and he runs out of room. Cody Huff, a solo homer, and just like that, it's 7-2. Cody Huff's 3rd homer of the season, and the Grizzlies expand their lead here in the 8th. That ball kept flying to center, and it went over that center field wall, and just like that, the Grizzlies have a 7-2 lead. So Cody Huff, the home run. And now here's E.J. Andrews Jr. sees a called strike, the count at 0-1. So Cody Huff, the homer. It's now 7-2, the 3rd homer for Cody Huff. On a fly ball to center, and that's a line drive from Andrews Jr., and that is just foul. Andrews Jr. was going to get ready for 2, as the count is now 0-2 to him. So Cody Huff now 2 runs in this game, a home run for him, a solo shot. As the Grizzlies lead 7-2 here in the 8th. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and missed, and Andrews Jr. has struck out for the 3rd time. We had the bomb in the 8th, but Cody Huff extends the Grizzlies' lead to 7-2. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FreslerGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the 8th, the Grizzlies lead the Nuts 7-2 as Gabriel Barbosa back on the bump. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and Earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the bottom of the eighth, we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch is fouled off from Justin Lavey. The count at 0-1. Here in the bottom of the eighth. Glad you can tune in for the series finale as the Grizzlies have a 7-2 lead here in the eighth. Here comes the 0-1, and that is a fly ball to center field. Racing in is Boo Green. He is there. And just like that, one out. So F8, and here comes Miguel Perez. Miguel Perez is 1-for-3, a double and a run back in the second inning. As Barbosa has just continued to throw strikes, pitching well here at John Thurman Field. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off, and the count at 0-1. Here on June 25th, we are almost in July, almost to the All-Star break. I know a lot of these players are already counting down about their trips. As here comes the 0-1. That pitch is inside, the count at 1-1. Let me know what you guys are doing for your All-Star break, whether it's watching the MLB All-Star game. Here comes the 1-1. That is a ball inside, the count at 2-1. I will be watching the MLB All-Star game. Should be a lot of fun to watch this year. Here comes the 2-1. And that's a strike, the count at 2-2. I also will be catching up on my sleep, and I know a couple of the Grizzlies relievers are going to do the same. That's what they told me a little bit earlier today. A couple of coaches, they want to make a little bit of a trip, maybe go do some fishing. Go play some golf as well. As here comes the 2-2, and that is fouled off. Barbosa's just continued to throw strikes in this game. 48 pitches, 36 strikes. Here comes the 2-2 from Barbosa against Miguel Perez. Here comes the pitch. And that is just outside. And the count is full, 3-2. Good spot there from Barbosa, just missing. As he looks out, looks for another punch out right here. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch. And that is a pop-up, and it's going to go foul. The Grizzlies will have a series in Stockton, a series against the San Jose Giants before that All-Star break, so a couple weeks away. And everyone getting ready for that. Here comes the 3-2. And that is fouled off again. 3 balls and 2 strikes from Gabriel Barbosa. Barbosa in his last outing, 2 1/3 innings. 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 1 walk, and 1 K. Here comes the 3-2, and it's swung on and missed. Barbosa's 7th strikeout, and with that, that is the most strikeouts by a Grizzlies reliever this season, as Barbosa picks up the second out of the inning, and here's Curtis Washington Jr. 7 strikeouts for Barbosa, and here's Curtis Washington Jr., 1-for-3, an RBI single, and a run. Barbosa's just been fantastic. 12 Ks for Grizzlies pitching as well, as that is swung on and missed, the count at 0-1. And if you're Fresno and just watching right now, you just want Barbosa to finish this game off. Here comes the 0-1 from Barbosa, winds and deals. And it's another strike, the count at 0-2. Unbelievable. Barbosa, by the way, that's a season high for him, too shy of a career high. No balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Gabriel Barbosa has 8 strikeouts and another scoreless inning. We head to the ninth. The Grizzlies lead 7-2, looking for their 8th straight Sunday win. We'll be back right here at John Thurman Field. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Top of the ninth inning, Fresno leads Modesto 7-2. Troy Taylor will take over on the mound against Jesus Ordonez, who sees a called strike. The count at 0-1 from the hard-throwing right-hander in Taylor. 6 feet, 195 pounds, 21 years old from the UC Irvine product. He's from Fontana, California. Here's the 0-1 Ordonez. He fouls it off. The count at 0-2. Ordonez is 0-for-3 this evening as the Grizzlies three outs away from their fifth straight road win. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled off, and we'll do it again with the same count. As no action in Fresno's pen, it looks like Barbosa's going to finish out this game. He has 8 strikeouts over 4 scoreless innings so far. Here comes the 0-2 outside, and the count now at 1-2, and Batista went past his glove right there. Count at 1-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. Glad you could join us this evening. Here comes the 1-2 to Ordonez, and Ordonez fouls it off, and we'll do it again with the same count. As the Grizzlies winning 7-2 right here. Last two Sunday wins, the Grizzlies winning 9-8 and 9-8 in 11 innings. Here comes the 1-2, and it's outside. And the count now at 2-2. Stay tuned for the post-game show, and then we'll wrap it up and head on out of here as the Grizzlies wrapping up their series here against the Modesto Nuts. As here comes the 2-2, and it is outside. And the count now full, 3-2 to Ordonez. Three balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. And it is outside, 4, and Ordonez reaches on the walk. That is the fourth walk by Modesto pitching, and here comes Parker Kelly. Kelly's 0-for-4, 3 strikeouts. He scored a run back in the seventh inning. As the Grizzlies try to add on to their lead here in the ninth. And Parker Kelly, he's been on a very good streak of late. Would not want to end it right here as that first pitch is low. The count at 1-0 here in the top of the ninth inning. As here comes the 1-0 to Parker Kelly from Troy Taylor. And that is fouled off, and the count at 1-1 heads up over there. So 1-1. Parker Kelly looks on from Troy Taylor. Here comes the 1-1 from the right-hander. And Kelly called strike in the count at 1-2. And Parker Kelly, somehow they're throwing strikes to him tonight. He struck out three times so far. One ball, two strikes as Ordonez leads from first base. Here comes the pitch. Outside, the count now at 2-2, and Taylor went to the breaking ball. So two balls and two strikes. Fresno looking to start their second half 3-0. Here comes the 2-2. And it's swung on and missed, and Kelly down on strikes for the fourth time. First strikeout for Taylor. That's 11 Ks overall. One out, and here's Daniel Amaral, a ground rule double back in the seventh. He's also walked and scored a run. That was in the fourth. So one out. As here comes the pitch to Amaral, and it's a strike, and the count at 0-1. Amaral batting .333. 956 OPS. Here's the pitch, a breaking ball in the dirt. The count of one ball and one strike. Old school type of player in Amaral. No batting gloves. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner at first is Ordonez here in the top of the ninth. Here comes the pitch. And that is fouled off in the count at 1-2. Amaral, 26 years old. He is 6 feet, 190 pounds. Born on March 7th, 1997. Signed as a free agent with the Rockies this season. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off again. We'll do it at 1-2. Amaral's dad, Rich, a former Mariners player, an outfielder in their system. Reached the big leagues in his mid-30s. Here comes the 1-2, and that is fouled off again. Amaral also has a brother that also plays baseball. He is currently playing in the Mexican League, where Amaral was before signing with the Rockies. Here comes the 1-2 as Ordonez leads from first, and it is swung on and missed, and Amaral out on strikes. Second out of the inning, and here's Ryan Ritter. So Amaral down on strikes. And now here's Ritter. Ritter is 0-2. A sac fly back in the seventh inning. He also has a walk and a run. The first pitch is outside from Taylor. The count of 1-0, and you heard the grunt from Taylor at 96 miles per hour. One ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. And it is in there for a strike, and the count at 1-1. Good pitch right there from Taylor at 86 miles per hour. Here comes the 1-1. And it's outside. The count now at two balls and a strike as the Grizzlies trying to hold on tonight. Maybe scoring a couple more runs here in the ninth inning just to pad the lead. The Grizzlies and the Nuts have played very close over the past couple of seasons. Here comes the 2-1, and that is a strike. Good pitch right there. Good pitch right there. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here comes the pitch to Ritter. And it's in the dirt. Did he go around? He did not. And the count full, 3-2. As the Grizzlies trying to win again. Fresno against the California League North Division, 23-21. A 14-12 mark on the road. They're 7-4 against Modesto this season. They split the first six games here at John Thurman Field. As that is outside, ball four. Up to second goes Ordonez as Ritter draws the walk. Two outs now, and here is Skylar Messenger. Five walks now for Modesto pitching. First and second, two outs, and here's Messenger 0-3 with a walk. This guy has tons of power. He could really open up this game right here. Here comes the first pitch. And it is low in the count at 1-0 and 0 strikes. Glad you could tune in this evening as the Grizzlies trying to defeat the Modesto Nuts. Fresno, they split the first 6 games here at John Thurman Field. And then in this series, Fresno lost the opener. And now looking for 5 in a row. That's a mound visit here from pitching coach Jake Witt. Manager Zach Vinci, first year at the helm. Seth Mejia-Spreen is the hitting coach. Heckmark Neves is the catching coach. Johnny Adams is a player coach. And Jose Alcantara-Bias is the strength and conditioning coach. As now the home plate umpire is out to the mound, and Jake Witt going to leave the mound as well. 1-0, no strikes. Runners at first and second with 2 outs. Zevin Anderson back to the dish. Now Skyler Messenger. Here comes the 1-0. And it is a strike in the count at 1-1. Good pitch right there from Taylor. Hitting the outside part of the plate. One ball, one strike. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2. The Grizzlies, 7 runs on 5 hits. They have no errors. Modesto, 2 runs on 10 hits, 3 errors. The Grizzlies making the most of their opportunities. They have 2 homers of their 5 hits. Here comes the 1-2 to Messenger. And it is called strike 3. And that ends the inning. Messenger just asking where that pitch was. And just like that, that ends the frame. The Grizzlies are 3 outs away, though, from their 8th straight Sunday win. Come on back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the ninth here at John Thurman Field in Modesto, California. Your Grizzlies lead the Nuts 7-2 as Gabriel Barbosa back on the bump for his 5th inning of work. Barbosa right now in line for the win. He has allowed just 3 hits and he has struck out 8 over 4 scoreless innings so far, but he will take on the top of the Modesto lineup that's always dangerous, Michael Arroyo, Gabriel Gonzalez, and Colin Davis will lead things off. As the Grizzlies looking for their 8th straight Sunday win, they're also looking for their 16th win over their past 20 contests, and for Fresno, it would be their 5th straight win on the road. That would also be a season high. So now Michael Arroyo, 2-for-4, a double and an RBI triple. Here comes the first pitch from Barbosa, and it's in there for a strike in the count at 0-1. Barbosa, another strike. 56 pitches, 43 strikes for the right-hander. Here comes the 0-1, and it's swung on a miss down in the zone in the count at 0-2. Another strike from Barbosa. Barbosa right now. Here comes the 0-2. And it is outside the count at 1-2. If Barbosa strikes out the side, it could be interesting because right now I truly believe that Albert Pacheco is your California League pitcher of the week. But Barbosa could upend his fellow teammates as here comes the 1-2. And that is a fly ball and it goes foul. And we'll do it again at 1-2. Gabriel Barbosa this year, 5 innings is a season and career high if he can get there. As here comes the 1-2 from Barbosa. And it's a fly ball to right field, and it will go foul. And we'll do it again with the same count. He threw 5 scoreless innings at Excite Ballpark on June 4th, where he struck out 6. Here comes the 1-2 from Barbosa. And a check swing, he did go around, and Gabriel Barbosa has tied his career high in strikeouts. 9 strikeouts for Barbosa, and here comes Gabriel Gonzalez. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 with a walk, and if Barbosa, by the way, strikes out Gonzalez or Davis or both, he could have a new Grizzlies season high as that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. Here comes the 1-0 from Barbosa, and it swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. That off-speed pitch from Barbosa has been devastating. 1-ball, 1-strike, 6 feet, 183 pounds with a right-hander from Bastos, Brazil. Here's the 1-1. A high pop-up. This is on the infield. Who's it going to be? Ryan Ritter loses track for a half second, but he will make the play for the second out. So 2 outs now, and here's Colin Davis. So 2 outs, and now Colin Davis, who's 1-for-3, is the Grizzlies an out away, as Gabriel Barbosa looking to finish this one off. Here comes the pitch, and it's a called strike, the count at 0-1. No balls, 1 strike. Barbosa looking to end this one. He has been outstanding since he has joined the bullpen. Here's the 0-1. Fouled off, and the Grizzlies a strike away from winning this one. 7-2 here in the ninth. A strike away from the arm of Gabriel Barbosa. Stay tuned for the postgame show. Here comes the 0-2. And it is low in the count now at 1-ball, 2-strikes. As the Grizzlies are a strike away from winning this one. Barbosa has been in control from the very beginning. Here comes the 1-2. Long pause. Here comes the 1-2. And that is outside the count at 2-ball, 2-strikes. Here at John Thurman Field, Game 6, the series finale. The team will continue their 12-game road trip in Stockton next week. Here comes the 2-2. And it is outside in the count now full, 3-ball, 2-strikes. As Barbosa looking for another punch out, and Colin Davis not letting that happen just yet. The Grizzlies have worn these red unis for 4 straight games. Here comes the 3-2. And it's fouled off by Davis and will do it again. Modesto, they're wearing their teal Modesto Mariner jerseys. These are really nice jerseys by Modesto. Here comes the 3-2 from Gabriel Barbosa. And a ground ball to Ritter on a couple bounces to throw to first. Your Fresno Grizzlies, winners of 5 in a row, their 8th straight Sunday win. Winners of 16 of 20. Your Grizzlies are undefeated, 3-0 here in the second half. And they end the road trip in a big exclamation point factor off the back of Gabriel Barbosa. Stay tuned for the postgame show right after this. Your Grizzlies victorious 7-2. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream Guides, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app at MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park, presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California for the post-game show, a wrap-up of tonight's contest. Your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious by a final score of 7-2. Fresno improves to 39-30, 3-0 here in the second half. Modesto falls to 34-35. They are 0-3 here in the second half. The final lines right this instance. Fresno 7 runs on 5 hits, no errors. They left 6 runners on. Modesto 2 runs on 10 hits, 3 errors. They left 10 on. So 10 hits and 10 left on for Modesto. The winning pitcher is Gabriel Barbosa. He's 5-3. The loss to Michael Morales. He is 4-3. No save. Time of the game, 2:29 in front of a paid crowd of 490. Well, the start of the show is Gabriel Barbosa out of the bullpen. He continues to dominate. 8 starts now out of the bullpen for eight games out of the bullpen for Barbosa. He is now 5-0 with 1 save. He works a career high 5 innings, striking out a career high 9. Allowed just 3 hits, no runs, no walks. The right-hander was fantastic. The Grizzlies bullpen as a whole was fantastic. Carson Skipper, a clean 4th inning. So the Grizzlies bullpen, 6 innings of 4 hits, no runs, no walks, 11 Ks for the Grizzlies bullpen. Jackson Cox threw 3 innings and was in and out of trouble. He only allowed 2 runs despite allowing 6 hits and 3 walks. He did strike out 3 as well. So the Grizzlies were fantastic on the pitching side of things, but the offense, a 5-run 4th inning. That really started with a Jamari Baylor 2-RBI single up the middle, and then Jesus Bugarin, a 2-run homer to left, his 5th homer of the year, and then a throwing error by the second baseman Josh Hood allowed Cody Huff to score. Ryan Ritter, a sack fly in the 7th, and then Cody Huff, a home run to center in the 8th inning. Modesto scored both of their runs in the 2nd on a Curtis Washington single and then a Michael Arroyo triple. So Modesto scored 2 runs in the 2nd, and that was it. They had 10 hits tonight and didn't have anything from the 8th or 9th inning. Their last hit was in the 7th on a Josh Hood single. They really could not stop Gabriel Barbosa tonight. The Grizzlies have now won 8 straight Sundays. They have won 5 in a row on the road, 3 to start the second half. The 5-game road winning streak is their longest this season. The Grizzlies have won 16 of their past 20 games. This team is on fire right now. And right now, I don't know if there's much that can stop these Fresno Grizzlies. Fresno, only 1 multi-hit game. It came from Cody Huff. He had 2 hits. He also scored 2 runs as well. Jamari Baylor and Jesus Bugarin each had 2 RBI. Bugarin and Huff the home runs. Amaral had a double. Amaral also stole a base as well. On the other side for Modesto, multi-hit game for Michael Arroyo, a double and a triple. And then Freddy Bautista had 2 hits as well. Curtis Washington Jr., one of the 2 RBI. Arroyo had the other one. So the Grizzlies found a way to beat the Modesto Nuts 7-2. 7 runs on 5 hits, no errors. Modesto, 2 runs on 10 hits, 3 errors. And the Grizzlies will continue their 5-game road winning streak next week. They get 2 days off now. And then Wednesday, we're in Stockton to take on the Stockton Ports at Banner Island Ballpark. The Grizzlies and the Ports Wednesday night, June 28th at 7:05 p.m. Left-hander Caleb Franzen gets the ball. A 2-2 record, a 4.37 ERA. Stockton has yet to name a starter. They have a bunch of transactions apparently coming about. So we'll see a very unique Ports team who won this evening, by the way. So they are now 2-1 in the second half. So a battle of the first 2 teams in the California League second half, as the Grizzlies are now just 2 games back of the overall record in the Cal League behind the San Jose Giants. So Fresno wins tonight 7-2. They're back in action on Wednesday, and I hope you can join us as well. A big thank you to everyone here in Modesto at John Thurman Field. Our second visit was a lot of fun. Big thanks to our sponsors as well, to Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, Express Furniture Rental, Manco Abbott and Lou Provence Apartment Homes, and Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. All big thank yous to them as well. We're proud sponsors of your Fresno Grizzlies. A big shout out to everyone who has tuned in tonight, and however you were listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Sunday. Your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious 7-2. They have won 8 straight Sundays and 5 road games in a row. We'll be back for more baseball next Wednesday at Banner Island Ballpark. I'm Stephen Rice, signing off. Have a blessed rest of your Sunday, and go Grizzlies!
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.